This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
From that particular day, from the day that I heard Rasulullah saying, do not insult anyone, قَالَ فَمَا سَبَتْ, I have not cursed. I have not cursed. حُرًّا, a free man. وَلَا عَبْدًا, or slave. And listen to this. وَلَا بَعِيرًا, nor a camel. Not even a camel. قَالَ وَلَا شَعْ, or a goat. Yani look at the level of iman, at the level of akhlaq this man developed by sitting with Rasulullah once. Not only that, he abstained from cursing hur man, a free man, or slave. But he said, even animals would be free for me. Animals would be safe on my tongue. And he did not curse. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يقول أبو الدرداء رضي الله الحديث في صحيح البخاري ومسلم, يقول سببت رجلا أو سببت الرجل, say I insulted a man, فقلت له, and I said to this man, يا ابن السوداء, or the son of a black woman. وفي رواية, this was بلال بن رباح رضي الله. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعيرته بأمه يا أبا درداء, يا أبا درداء, you insulted this man because of his mother. I mean logically you have no choice to for who you are. It was not for Allah and your parents. You were probably a snake if there were snakes. You would be a dog if there were dogs. You would be an animal if there were animals. You had no choice. You did not put an application with Allah and said, I want to be male or female. I want to be short or tall. I want to be white or black. I want to be this or that. You did not have the choice. So for a person to insult another person because of his background, that is number one, ignorance. Number two, you are claiming with your action that Allah is not fair and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is zalim because Allah gave you something that the person did not have. Therefore, it is a dangerous statement. So Rasulullah yaqul, a'ayyartahu bi ummi? Did you insult him because of his mother? I mean, what does he have to do with his mother? قَالَ إِنَّكَ مْرُؤٌ فِيكَ جَاهِلِي. You are a person that is still have some of the remnants of ignorance, of the jahiliyyah. Now, a moment to do this is unacceptable. And listen to the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will conclude with this hadith bi idhnillah. Imagine, ya ikhwati fillah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting in peace, in a simple, very basic environment. And a rajul, and a man can be compared by his companions, and of course Abu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is sitting with Abu Bakr Siddiq, the man who gave everything for Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man that Rasulullah said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are able to reward everyone. We can give back whatever anyone else gave us except this man, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiyallahu anhu. Both of them are sitting. Fi amanillah. And this man comes. And what does a man do? Wal hadith sahih al-Hasan al-Albani fi Sunan ibn Majah. And what does this man do? He comes and he insults Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. What would the reaction of Rasulullah be? In his presence, this man had no respect for Rasulullah, but he comes and insults Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. I would imagine Rasulullah would jump and he would defer Abu Bakr as-Siddiq because this is his companion. إذا خرج الذين كفروا ثانيا اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن. يعني all this is about Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Allah is defending Abu Bakr al-Siddiq from فوق السبع السماوات. وما لأحد من عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا بابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولا سوف يرضى. يعني Allah didn't allow people to talk about Bakr al-Siddiq. And Rasulullah is watching. What is he doing? As a matter of fact, he's smiling sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Bakr, being a human being, he was patient with this man. But this man did not stop. He continued insulting Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Insulting and more he insults, more Rasulullah smiled. And Abu Bakr is silent until he had enough with this man. And then he replied back. And Rasulullah found he got up and left. Abu Bakr, Ya Rasulullah, لقد شتمني الرجل. The man was insulting me, cursing me. And I was patient all along and you were happy. But the day, the moment that I defend myself, you frowned, you started smiling, and you walked out of the scene. Why would you do this? قال أبو بكر قال صلى الله عليه وسلم When you were silent, Ya Abu Bakr, Allah had appointed an angel to defend you. So I was looking at this angel who was responding on your behalf, replying to this man on your behalf. But the moment that you spoke, وقع الشيطان. The moment that you spoke, the angel left and shaitan came. The moment that you say, no, you could not talk, you cannot talk about my parents like this. You cannot talk about my people like this. Who are you? Ana bani fulan, ana ibn fulan. That moment, the angel will leave. وقع الشيطان. And the shaitan will take and he will control the show. So ya ikhwati billah, from the nasayih, so many of them, but the khutbah, the time is not enough. From the nasayih of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this mad one, if someone insults you, and do not insult anybody, and do not allow to be in that position that you weak and you talk out of your desire, because this is a human, this is from the weakness of a human. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين واذل الكفره والمشركين واقم الصلاه يرحم يرحمكم الله.